Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. We're here with Benny and, of course, Mary Jane. And today, we have a very special guest. For those of you who are new to the show, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and she does the TAPS system, the Accelerated Performance System. It's a form of muscle testing your body, finding out what your deficiencies are, recommends a whole food nutrition supplement, which gets into your body, supports it, repairs it, and brings your body back into balance. Her office is in Issaquah. However, she has clients all over the United States. So if you don't live in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, you can always call in and get an appointment with Mary Jane. Today, we are lucky enough to have Dr. Jeff Haller back, who does the Feldenkrais method, Inside Moves. I'm super excited. He was with us a few months ago. I made my appointment and have been going religiously and absolutely love it.
Do you love it, Nancy?
I know. It's kind of hard for me to explain.
What are the results?
You walk in kind of feeling off in your body and I get there, I lay on the table, I close my eyes, he puts his magic hands and readjusts things in my body, and all of a sudden, he's like, I'm sorry to tell you this, but your time is up. And you get up and you feel lighter, you're relaxed. Everybody who I see leaving is always leaving with a smile. It's fabulous, and I had to cancel my appointment today, but I'm going back next week. So it's just, I'm not sure. It's hard for me to explain.
All right. I'll talk about my experience.
Yeah.
I've been familiar with Feldenkrais for many, many years. And I had a little trauma last August where I actually got bucked off my horse. And that was my own issue because I didn't prepare my horse properly, and he was full of energy and didn't expect it. It's the first time I've ever gone off a horse in my lifetime, so it was a surprise. So after I hit the ground, I was barely moving, but I can honestly say the first person I thought of was Jeff Haller. So from that trauma, that was in California, after returning home.
Crawling home.
I called and made an appointment and was fortunate enough to get in to see Jeff very quickly and turned that experience into my body being in a better place than it's ever been. It's all about how you move and how you organize your system and it's such an amazing experience to change that those glitches in your body to smooth movement and be the best you can be. Well, from that experience, I've ridden better than I've ridden in a very long time. And my horse is happy because I'm more in tune with my horse. And if you're stiff and rigid, your horse is going to pick that up. And I know I have a lot of horse people out there that follow us, and it's just an amazing experience. Well, this goes for every activity in your life, whether you're a bicyclist or any type of athletic experience, or if you've had a trauma, an injury, a fall, or anything that's caused you to not be the best you can be and not function at the quality of life you would like to be, and that's at no matter what age. Whether you're young, and sometimes young people are born with issues, and then they stay in that pattern and don't change, but they can be changed. And also, whether you're older, it doesn't matter what age you are, you want, if you're going to be on this planet, you want to be the best you could be. And that's how I feel about everything I do, whether you're in my office and doing nutrition. But if you can't function and be happy and have a quality of life, then you're missing out.
Exactly. Well, at my last session, Jeff said, why are your shoulders up above your ear, up close to your ears. And it was kind of like they were up and kind of closing in. He goes, what are you hiding from? And then that reminded me when I took ballroom dancing, my instructor always said, why are your shoulders so high? I told Jeff, I said, I wish I knew you back when I was did ballroom dancing. My shoulders would have been down where they were supposed to be and open. So I love it. I recommend everybody call Jeff. It doesn't matter. It's an amazing experience, and you will absolutely love it.
Well, I'm going to introduce Jeff, Dr. Jeff Haller, right now, and he's going to talk about the method. And if anybody has any questions regarding Feldenkrais method today or questions for Jeff, you can call in at
1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819.
And Jeff is an amazing instructor teaching Feldenkrais practitioners all over the world. And he is going to be having a Feldenkrais training. It's the Feldenkrais Training Academy that's going to be starting soon. So if anybody, Jeff will talk a little bit more about that and tell you the details. So Jeff, welcome today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming back again.
It's a great pleasure to be with both of you.
It's always fun.
I know. It's always nice to see when I see my schedule that you guys are on my schedule.
I swear, it's the highlight of my week. I just go in and I feel so good when I come out.
It not only affects your
physically, it's
emotionally. It's your quality of life. You walk lighter, you feel better, you feel like, oh my gosh, this is what it's meant to be, to feel really good. Oh. So it's every area. I walk through the airport and I walk like I'm flying, like I'm light and floating.
Yeah, I think the word is composed.
That's
well, there
it.
You go.
And you really have this really profound sense of composure. It means that emotionally you're in a place that's quiet and open and capable of really being calm. There's a kind of a serenity, tranquility about yourself. Physically, there's an integrity that you know that you can move, organize yourself through your skeleton. You can organize yourself to take each step in such a way that you meet the demands of the moment freely, softly, lightly, easily.
I remember we said... last week after my session, I said, why can't I feel like this all the time? Just kind of at peace and everything was calm and light. And you said...
what did I say?
You said it's all, I believe, I may get it wrong. It's how we take things in. And so it's how we take things in our experience. Because if we take things in, sometimes we become rigid and tight and our muscles tighten up. And so today, it's kind of a rushed, frantic morning. However, I remembered what you told me last week. And so when I came into the radio station, I was just very calm and light.
Yeah, I watched you. You continued to shed anything that was trying to bind you.
Yeah.
But you could do that because you knew what it was like to profoundly sense that kind of composure that we're talking about.
And it's awesome because there are times that in the past I have come in here just kind of like, Mary Jane is like, what is wrong with you? So a little hyper. But today was very cool. I was just very calm and light and composed.
Well, yeah. It's not only Nancy it's changed her life. It's our granddaughter, Riley. Her experience with Jeff, she has a motor skill delay and had years of physical therapy, years of occupational therapy, years of all kinds of the traditional type therapy. And since she started with Jeff, it's been totally life-changing. She's now standing in her own power. She's speaking up for herself. She's like emerging from this shell, like locked in this body, but couldn't really express herself. And it's made a profound difference in her life.
And she loves Jeff. She says every week, when do I get to see Jeff? When do I get to go? When do I get to go? So he's pretty amazing.
Well, the nice thing about this work is that it deals with something that's profoundly intrinsic within us. the natural ability to learn. Yeah. So when we look at the complexity of the life that we live today, and if I try to build my life on what I already know, it's not enough. I have to continue to find a way of learning. That means that I take in something new that gives me a quality that I can meet the complexity of the changing life with. Now, that's not so easy to understand, because for the most part, I maintain particular tensions within myself. I maintain particular habits in myself, the way I carry myself, the way I defend myself, the way I protect myself. And I don't know what that quality of composure is. So when you come to lie on my table, I'm actually touching you in such a way that I'm awakening within you your own ability to take in information and actually improve your own situation.
That is very profound, what you just said. I think, can you say that again? I mean, that I think a lot of people will get that.
Right. It's not a therapeutic process. I don't do something to you to change you. I create the conditions that elicits what's intact within you to come out. And your own ability to listen, to form new images, to form new possibilities for yourself relative to the present circumstance that you're in. Yeah. Now, if you try to meet a complex situation based on an injury that you had many years ago, a trauma that you had years ago, what do you do with a trauma? The first thing you do with a trauma first of all, a trauma can be defined as, I didn't have the resources to meet that moment. Therefore, I need to preserve myself. I need to protect myself. I'll create patterns of defense. And I will use those patterns of defense, even if it's 40 years later, because that's the best I know. Now, you come into my office, and we find that you can actually be in your breath and be in yourself and find a sense of connection to yourself that is more fitting to you as an adult, then you find that you simply turn your attention to the better place to be. You don't have to release the past. All you have to do is turn your attention to where you want to go. So it's this connection to yourself, this profound connection to yourself. And where I find yourself in a complex situation or a difficult situation, like you were late coming here today, traffic and everything, but because you know so clearly what it's like to be really, you could use the term centered, you could use the term grounded, these all have different meanings, but there's some way of, yet you know this composure, and it's so clear for you that you can reflect on it. Then if you have this clearly for yourself, you can reflect, and you actually have the chance, with awareness, to make the choice. What attitude do I want in this moment?
Exactly. I love that. I was so proud of myself today when I came in. Okay, time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. If you have a question for Jeff or Mary Jane, please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Okay, going back to more of
Jeff. We're going to go back to Jeff, and he's full of information, so we want to get as much here today to share with you as we can.
Well, actually, the first thing I would say that if you're interested in this Feldenkrais method, if you went to Feldenkrais.com and looked on the Feldenkrais Guild website under practitioners, you might find a practitioner in your area. And we teach two ways. We teach individually, like the work that I've been doing with Nancy and Mary Jane, but there's also a very nice class format. And the class, if you were to look at it, it might look somewhat like a yoga class in the sense that you're in a room and there's mats on the floor. But the exploration is really profoundly different, where in a yoga class, perhaps you have an asana or a series of asana that you're studying. But oftentimes you're watching what the teacher does, and so almost impossible for us as human beings not to try to produce what the teacher's producing. Now, if you were in my class, you wouldn't see me demonstrate anything. You would hear me offer you suggestions of something functionally to study, some aspect of the way that we live in the world, the way we organize our head, the way we organize our eyes, the way we connect our head and our spine, the way that our legs become a part of our whole ability, the ability to roll from any position to any other position. But it's not important the outcome so much, the physical function, which is very, very important in the sense that we improve the quality of the movement in our life. But the actual process of utilizing this capacity to attend to differences. If you're learning to wine taste, what do? You learn to sense differences. But if you want to improve the functioning of your body, the only way that you can do that is to listen to yourself. Turn your attention profoundly to distinguish how you hide your movement and habits. Now, you can't break up a habit and you can't refine the movement until you know what you're doing, how you initiate a movement, how you start a movement, how the movement ends, how the movement is coordinated with other aspects of yourself. It's been long been sense of belief that you can't improve coordination. Well, this is silly. But it's cannot be done with effort and will. It cannot be done with hard work. It cannot be done with overstimulation. It requires listening. When I give you a hands-on lesson, I'm asking your system to listen. Listen, I offer you in my hands. I'm not telling you how to be. I offer your system the chance to listen to the way it is. And then I help you find, in that listening, is this easier? Is it easier for your leg to roll this way or that way? We take it a little bit into the way that's easy until you determine, and you don't even know that you're doing this. This is completely pre-verbal. Until your system determines, this is a better way to be, and you move towards that. We're built to move towards refinement, but the environment has to be such that we explore that. And I can see that everybody's eyes are, at this point in time, they're rolling up in their head because they can't even imagine this. If you went to a Tai Chi class, you would follow the instructor. If you went to a yoga class, you'd follow the instructor. If you were in an Aikido class, if you were a dance class, it's always following the instructor. But to have the instructor, even if you went to a meditation class, you would have a very clear dictum, a very clear regulated sense of what it is that you're studying. But in this class, what you're studying is how to be curious with yourself, how to be novel, how to find something within yourself that you've never, ever found before. And I had a gentleman last night come to class for the first time. He left with this tear in his eye, and it tears me, actually. He said, "That's the kindest class I've ever experienced. I've never experienced myself being so kind with myself. The class offered me the opportunity to be kind, for me to discover something about myself that I didn't know, that I didn't even know."
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I know every time I leave, you always say, be gentle with yourself.
Of course.
Because I'm always like in a rush. I've always got a gazillion things to do, but I've taken that in. And
well, isn't it very interesting if we look very carefully at ourselves, that for the most part, our sense of well-being is determined on what we can produce or what we can make or the effect that we have in the world. That's our sense of well-being. And for the most part, we're rushing like crazy to get there. Yeah? Now, that's completely different than a person who is profoundly connected to a sense of self.
That is true.
Now, to make the distinction of how do we go about connecting to ourselves, there are countless, as Rumi says, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. There's meditation, there's therapy, there's different forms of therapy. There are hundreds of different practices. But the actual practice of attending to myself and being gentle and caring for myself without forcing myself, that's a practice, and it leads to a very high quality of organization and movement. It can't be seen through the radio show.
No. I think I've made progress.
I can just saying that, riding my horse, it's being so connected in a way that you've never felt before, but it's light and easy and effortless.
Yes. We're meant to be that way. We're meant. See, I don't care to be derogatory towards anything, so let's just talk about the Feldenkrais method. But we're meant to live in our body with profound lightness. We are meant to not have any sense of weight. We're meant to find the means in ourselves to organize. That means that we have to utilize our brain to organize ourselves, to move through our skeleton so that our skeleton supports us as clearly as possible. That means all of the old muscular habits that we've used to cover up injuries and to cover up emotional wounds, the ways that we've contracted against pain and difficulty in our life, all that extra work becomes alleviated when we find a pure way of supporting ourselves. And it's light, and it's easy, and there's such a quality of calm when we experience that. There's no anxiety that you're going to fall. There's no insecurity that you can't trust where you are in space.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
And there's the demeanor that goes with that is again, the best word that I have at this point in time is composure.
Yeah. Totally. And it's such the feeling is a smile on your face like you've never had before, because it doesn't matter where you are in your life. It can change and make a difference, and and you could have that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's dramatic. It's a dramatic change. I mean, and then each time you go, it just becomes clearer and clearer.
Well, and Jeff does classes right here in Bellevue, so you can look at his website, insidemoves.com.
.org.
.org. And you could attend his classes in Bellevue. They just have
Every Wednesday night, I teach class in what's called the Dream Clinic between 154th and 156th on Bell Red Road. And you're welcome to drop in, really. And just be prepared that it won't be like you've experienced before.
Yeah. It'll be life-changing.
Right.
Better.
Right.
Ooh. I'm going to have to check
it's like
that
stepping
out.
Into who you're really meant to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To have a really a profound sense of you know, it's very interesting. If I simply act out the way I was trained to be in the world, the way the world conditioned me, so to speak, by my experiences, I'm on a treadmill and I'm really rushing to get there. But that doesn't necessarily give me very much chance to have choice, variation, freedom, spontaneity. And it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm expressing myself in the way that I would like to most express myself in the world. The secret dream that I've had, that I've held forever, how would I have the resources to bring that into life? When we look at health, if we really look at the question of what's health, the question of health is, for the most part, the freedom from disease, or the ability to recover to the place that you were before. Yeah, but that's not really health. A healthy person looks and sees the complexity and the uncertainty that's about to arise in front of them. And if they're really healthy, they have the resources to meet the challenges of complexity, uncertainty, difficulty, in such a way that they actually flourish, swim upstream, and thrive in the difficulty of the environment. That's a healthy person. Someone who's only at the effect of what the environment is providing them, and they're only in a state of reaction, that's a person who's living in a state of stress that's extraordinarily difficult to recover from. As you well know, that's your entire business, is helping people to bring them to the place where they have the means to meet the environment they're in.
Exactly, and it takes different ways. What I offer is different ways to look at where they are in their life and different opportunities to help guide them to in that direction.
Right.
Because the stressors of today with environment, family, it just goes on and on. People are just trapped in a body.
Right.
And don't know what to do or where to go, or don't know how to get out of it. They don't know how to get out of it.
And we have that answer. Time for us to take another quick short break. You're listening to The Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Catch you on the other side.
I've been climbing my way through the sky, searching for answers that I'll never find.
Tune in to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Practice living in wholeness and achieve fulfillment in your life with your body in full service to you. Sign up for the Body Tune-Up. 6 online classes designed for radical self-healing and self-regeneration. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Evolve. Become a practitioner now.
Losing my breath as I fall, learning to fly, letting go of it all, learning to fly, letting go of it all.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Here with Benny. Hello, Benny.
Hey there, ladies.
How are you?
Good, very well. And Dr. Jeff, too.
Hey,
pleasure.
Here with Mary Jane and also Dr. Jeff Haller. During the break, I was trying to get more information about this class. I think I might have to pop in. Sounds like fun. How many people are usually there?
14 and 20.
Oh, that's big. Okay.
Sometimes 8 or 10. Yeah, it changes.
From 7 to 9 at the Dream.
Dream Clinic.
Dream. Listen to that.
15436 Bell Red Road.
Look at me. I'm writing this down.
All right.
I think I might have to show up and experience that. Okay. We're
back to Jeff explaining the difference in the quality of your life. Yeah. And that's for whether you've had an injury, again, whether you've had an injury or you've had some other trauma, or you just want to be better at what you're doing, whether it's dog agility, which I know we have many people out there that do dog agility and
golfers, baseball players, but does it matter?
The dog agility, if your dog isn't, remember, it's just like a horse. If your horse or dog is not performing, it's not about them. What are you doing?
Yeah, there are dogs that are a little bit feisty as well. So there's always the question, but the question, I recently had a chance to watch a dog agility process, and it's so interesting. Just you can watch in a microsecond, if the trainer is in the moment, the dog is in the moment. If the trainer has a moment of doubt and they fall back in themselves and they sit back or they don't quite put themselves in the position on the course, the dog immediately reflects that. And
you can't get away with it. You can't hide.
Well, the fact is that we humans are that sensitive also.
Yeah.
But we're more inured to paying attention. We don't know that we're paying attention, but in the background, we're always paying attention to the environment we're in. Our system must anticipate changing the environment if we're going to preserve our life.
And that goes not just with animals, of course, with people, it's like you're saying, no matter what it is that you do.
When we look at the advantages of this work, you take a person, for example, I'm working with a person who was in a horrible car wreck recently, and As a result of it, she's completely fearful of sitting in the passenger seat of a car. Now, you could work for a long time therapeutically. And there are many different processes. EMDR, there are many different processes that help a person to recover from the immediacy of the way that the mind reacts, the brain reacts to these situations. But it doesn't still necessarily, that process is not going to have you sit in yourself and have your, with the quality of breath, quality of quietness that you know that you can return to. And so that you can be in the moment by moment by moment. So that you can anticipate in advance the headlights coming on out in the environment you're in, and know for yourself that you don't need to react to the headlights. Mm-hmm. But you have to acquire that skill again. Yeah. But that means, again, a particular kind of composure where you're tasting each moment of your life in the environment. That's an extraordinary sense of life. That's where life is this ability to attend to being a part of the world. If I've inured myself and I'm protecting myself and I'm defending myself, you can ask yourself, well, what dignity is that? I'm immobilized in some way. So to return to emotional dignity or to have real physical integrity to be able to meet these moments, it requires some apprenticeship. But that's the way we're built. We're built to go through that apprenticeship and to acquire and to refine this kind of functioning within ourselves.
So tell me about this person. How's this person doing? With the Feldenkrais.
In the first lesson, if I mentioned passenger seat, you could watch her visibly tighten herself, defend herself, protect herself. It was like she couldn't even look at the image. By the end of the session, I could have her sit on my table and as if she's in the driver's seat and look over and see the passenger seat. She could look at it. She could entertain the idea and still maintain the kind of composure that she had, that she'd acquired during the lesson. She didn't have the same internalized reaction. She didn't have the same, in fancy terms, the amygdalar response, the response in the system that hijacks us.
You know? Triggers her.
I don't like the word triggers very much because once you pull the trigger, you can't unpull it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Well, it makes the world responsible for our sense of well-being. The world is causing my grief. I'm the one who's responding to the world or reacting to the world. I have to learn about that, though. Yeah.
So after her first lesson, then how was she?
I've had seen her for about four lessons at this point in time, and she just went with her husband and rode in Hawaii. And if you know anything about riding on Maui and Hawaii and two-lane roads, then there's a lot of cars, and if you're in the passenger seat, and she did okay, but she's really, really improving. It's just fun to watch her come in and watch this quality of elegance return to her, not this state of dismay, this fear that I sense that I'm secure in the world rather than I'm worried whether I'm safe in the world.
Right. And that could have kept her trapped for
years.
Years. Forever. Yeah.
So I've seen her about four times.
Oh, good.
Going nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Well, we talked about a lot in my last session. Hey, don't mean to keep talking about myself, but just my experience with my knee surgery.
Yeah.
And how when I'm laying on the table, my leg wanted to go in.
Yeah, you rotate into it.
I'm rotating in. Right. And then by the end of the session, right. And I could tell because my muscle all the way from my hip all the way down, it's just tight.
Right.
But then by the end of the lesson, it was loose.
Right.
And it was rotating out.
Like that was your first session, wasn't it?
No. Well, we've worked on my leg a few times.
Right.
Her knee was a little bit off, and she had surgery, and it was after the surgery she really had a problem with her knee.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, it's getting better and better, but again, it's that awareness.
And it's more reliable. You know that when you stand on your leg that it's there for you, and you're gaining a skill level that when you stand on it, you can move, and you can move onto and off of it, and onto and off it, and absolutely know that your relationship with the world is trustworthy.
Exactly, because I walked kind of strangely
with that. You had a little limp.
It was weird. It was almost like it was super stiff.
Right.
Well, I walked like that for three months before I had surgery. Take, for example,
a person who's just had a hip replacement, right? That person has been in pain for so long before they had the hip replacement that they've developed incredible patterns to protect themselves. And they've organized themselves to compensate so that they won't continue to feel pain in the hip that they're walking on. They have the hip replacement. And I can tell you that neurologically, they will maintain the patterns that they had before the hip replacement. It takes a long time or a few sessions for sure for a person to finally recognize that, wow, I don't have to walk the way I did before. I've seen dozens of people who walk in and it's like they have the hip replacement, but they still walk like they did before they had the hip replacement. They haven't made the neurological change. And it's not something that you do with exercise. It's not something you do by strengthening muscle.
Physical therapy.
Well, the entire notion of muscle weakness and to train muscles, to strengthen muscles, and imagine that it's going to actually change how you walk, the complex pattern of the way that you get up out of a chair, the way that you sit, the way that you turn and get into the car seat, the way that you get up, the way that you hold yourself when you're going to hit a golf ball. If you can imagine that just strengthening the muscle that's imbalanced, so to speak. It's imbalanced because the brain has formed an image of itself that it's going to maintain until it has a better image. So the entire brain has to be, the entire image of action has to be improved. And then you can utilize the strength in a different way. But to imagine that strengthening a particular set of muscles,
It doesn't work on one part of your body.
It doesn't.
Well, no. I went through almost 8 months of physical therapy,
right?
And it did very little for me, and it got to the point where the physical therapist and the doctor were like, "Well, it's just going to take you a long time." I'm thinking a long time.
Well, the difference is when you have physical therapy, you have hip surgery, you have knee surgery, whatever surgery you have, shoulder surgery. All they're working on is that part of your body.
Right.
They're not integrating your whole body. So it's just like they're trying to get that movement back, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, right. They're trying to get you that movement back, but if everything's discombobulated.
This whole world of thinking in terms, in functional terms, is Moshe's genius. I mean, he's probably the finest applied neurophysiologist this planet's ever seen. He recovered from his own injuries in the 30s and the 40s at a time when there was no surgical correction for the injuries he had. So the only way that he could improve himself was to explore what was possible for him and then continue to taste and sense and the refinement and then to continue to bring the refinement into his life so it didn't fade away. He didn't just fall back into the way that he was before. He continued to have the means to keep attending to and thinking in terms of how can I refine myself? Now, he was uniquely situated in the fact that he was trained as a physicist and trained in electrical and mechanical engineering. So there's no question that he had a sense of what the possibilities were for in his body to function better. He just had to apply it.
Okay, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to The Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Catch you on the other side.
The
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
There used to be a gray and tower alone on the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me. Love remains a drug that's high enough to give. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become alive and the light...
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Max Show. On Transformation Talk Radio, here with Mary Jane and our very special guest, Dr. Jeff Haller of InsideMoves.org. I highly recommend that you go to his website, check it out. Life-changing, super simple. You'll be amazed. I am thrilled with all of the progress I've made, and I look forward to seeing Jeff every week, which is my choice, and just moving forward. So... thank you, Dr. Haller.
Like I said, I'm always happy when you guys, I look at my day and say, oh, there you are.
So, Jeff, tell everyone a little bit about Moshe, who Moshe is.
Well, that's a very long story. His life is in two books. The second one isn't produced yet. But basically, he was from the Ukraine, in 1904, he was born, 1914. 1917, he and a group of kids walked across Europe from the Ukraine to southern Italy, took a boat to Israel. They became the laborers that built the opera house and the synagogue and everything in Israel. And it turned out that Moshe, with his classic yeshiva Jewish training, was a brilliant student. And so after being a laborer, he went back and went to school, and eventually he went to the Sorbonne, He went to, he became first graduate first in his class in electrical engineering and physics. Worked in the laboratory, the Curies, when the Curies won the Nobel Prize in chemistry. And they were doing the first research on radium. That was, Feldenkrais ended up actually carrying the lab notes when the Nazis came into Paris. He carried the lab notes in a suitcase from the Curie's laboratory, and they landed, they actually became a part of the process that we call the Manhattan Project, those lab notes. So he was a brilliant man. He suffered significant injuries. He studied judo for many, many years. He dislocated his knee playing soccer when he was 19 years old. And so this was at a time in the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, when there was no surgical possibility of any kind of intervention. It was suggested when he dislocated his knee that he had his leg amputated because they thought he would be better with a prosthesis than to deal with his leg. And he taught himself how to walk again. So as a scientist, he had this ability, this discrete ability to sense difference and to observe difference. He understood the scientific method. He applied it to himself. And
that
then he
amazing.
Figured out how to apply it, how to create the conditions where, thus as practitioners, we could learn to do the same with others.
So, good. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your training academy.
Well,
that's coming up.
I'm in the process of organizing a new training for practitioners that will begin in October this year. And this training academy is to bring the Feldenkrais method into the world as a profession that's more recognized as a profession. Similar to the sense that if you were going off to get a master's degree in psychology so that you could be a psychologist, I'm attempting to bring the Feldenkrais method through a particular kind of stringent training for a select number of people who have an affinity. They're listening to this and saying, I would like to be able to work with people's physical integrity, their emotional dignity, and their health in a particular, and I would like to either bring that into the work I already do, or I want to have a standalone practice. I've had a standalone cash-only practice for almost 40 years. Yeah. And and the training academy will teach people to become certified as Feldenkrais practitioners. That means to utilize the terms of our method, awareness through movement, and functional integration, certified Feldenkrais practitioner, to become through a stringent process to learn the modalities of the practice, to grow yourself physically. And the third part of this thing is how to develop a business relative to this. We're looking for people who would like to bring this business into the world in a light where this work is not seen as, it's a way for people to move nicely. That's the way it's generally seen. It's not enough. It doesn't have the real maturational aspect, the real professional aspect that I believe that this work could have. I don't know if I explained that very well, but we're looking for...
Well, for what I see for these practitioners, what I feel is that the people who enter this program are going to be unique, and it's like part of their journey is going to take them to exactly what they're supposed to be doing, yeah. Because that's the kind of people you're attracting.
Well, the number of people that have already applied for the program have long background in martial arts. They have long history in body work. They've done massage or physical therapy many, many years, and they're looking for something that will refresh them, something that will refresh their understanding in a way that they'll improve the way that they're working with people. They've been meditators for a long time. In other words, these people are people that have a sense that they want to have an impact on the way that people live their lives. And they're willing to do the work for themselves. It's not a class where I'm going to go and I'm going to lie on the floor and I'm going to have this really nice experience, but I'm not going to have the skills to practice and teach other people.
I feel like the people that come into this, it's a calling. It's not limited to any particular person, But you are unique and special to do this work. And so it's something to look into if you're looking for a change in your career, or not necessarily a change, a stepping stone into who you're really meant to be and what it could do for you, not only for you, but what it means to help other people.
Right.
All right. Today, fascinating show, especially for myself. More information on Jeff, go to insidemoves.org. More information about Mary Jane, maryjanemack.com. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Mary Jane, do you have any few final words?
Just look up Jeff and his website, and if you have any questions for him about the training, or you could, most of them will be answered on that website, but he also has workshops for, when's your next workshop, Jeff?
I have a summer camp for people in July.
All right, go to insidemoves.org. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day, and we'll catch you next month.
You've been listening to The Mary Jane Mack Show with holistic, intuitive, wellness expert Mary Jane Mack. Tune in every month and peel your layers like an onion into the healthier you. Learn with Mary Jane Mack how to achieve wellness rather than curing disease. Mary Jane has a remarkable ability to intuitively identify what's going on in the body, what it needs to be well, and how to make that change. She's also worked with thousands of clients and their pets from across the country with every physical illness imaginable. Make an appointment with her now by visiting maryjmack.com or call 888-777-4232, 888-777-4232.